Hallelujah.
If you have the Bible, would you lift up your Bible? You have a Bible? Do you have your Bible? Alright, bring your Bible, brothers and sisters. Bring your Bible to church. Amen. Do you love your Bible?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Amen. Okay. The entire Bible can be explained by these six words. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Wherever you read the Bible, it doesn't matter if you read Book of Genesis or Leviticus or Deuteronomy or Ezekiel or Matthew or Revelation. It doesn't matter which part of the Bible you read. It can be explained with these six words. Hallelujah. Are you excited? Are you excited to learn the six words? Yeah? Okay. Everybody say, Christ and church.
Christ and church.
That's two words, right? Christ and church. Okay? And Christ is life. Church is building. Right? So, Christ and life, Christ and church, life and building, and life, Jesus Christ became a life-giving spirit. So spirit and building means the body. So spirit and body. Okay, you got it? Christ and church, life and building, spirit and body. Okay, let's do this now. This is not hard, it's easy, okay? Ready? Christ and church. Everybody say Christ and church.
Christ and church.
Life and building.
Life and building.
And spirit and body.
Spirit and body.
Amen. Okay? Christ and church. Christ is the head of the church. Right? And church is the body of Christ. So we're talking about head and the body. We're talking about one new man. Christ is the one new man. He's the head and he's the body. And we are part of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are witnessing only one person in this place. Through our worship, we are witnessing only one person. His name is Jesus Christ. And he's the Son of God and he's the Son of Man. Everybody say, he's the Son of God.
He's the Son of Man.
Son of God signifies life. God is our life. Amen?
Amen.
Triune God is our life.
Amen.
I want you to get this. It's okay. I want you to get this. Okay, Brother Paul is standing before you. My physical life is temporal life. This life is not eternal. My physical life, right? When I die, it will disappear. My flesh, when I die, it will decay. And it will return to the dust. So my body is actually dust. Book of Genesis talks about how God created us, our body, with the dust. He gathered the dust and he breathed the breath of God into our nostrils. And we became a living being. So if God did not breathe the breath of God into our nostrils, then we are not living beings. We are the same as animals. But because God breathed something into us, he dispensed something of him into us, something of his being into us, we are called living being.
Amen.
But sin came in the middle, right? After God created Adam and Eve, they committed sin. So that spirit God breathed into us has been damaged. But praise the Lord, Jesus Christ came in the flesh and He restored our spirit. He restored our life. We call that life. So life has to do with God Himself. God came in the flesh and He died on the cross. He shed His precious blood. And the moment we trust Him and we believe in Him, that the life, divine life, comes into us. That divine life, we call it life. The human life is not real life. It's a temporal life. Therefore, Bible says, set your mind not on the things above, things on the earth, but things on the above. Because our life hides, is hidden in Christ in heaven, not on the earth. Everything what we see on this earth will disappear one day. And I believe Jesus Christ is coming back soon, and He will disappear soon.
Amen.
So do not lose your heart for the things of the earth, for the things of the possession of this earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need money, but money should not get our heart. Only Jesus Christ should get our heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 We need money, but we don't love money. We love Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you have to understand that life is talking about God's life, God's divine life. So Christ, church, Christ is life, church is building. And life, that life became a spirit, right? And that building is a body. So entire Bible can be summarized with these six words. Christ, church, life and building, spirit and life. If you know these six words, you can easily understand the Bible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isn't this exciting? Is this exciting, Brother Christian? Wherever you look at it in the Bible, it will be explainable. You can explain it, describe it with these six wonderful, biblical, magical words. Come on, let's recite the six words. You ready? Ready? Begin. Christ, church, life, building, spirit, body. Amen. Come on. Come on, brother. Recite it.
Christ, church, life, building, spirit, and body. Christ and church, life and beauty, spirit and body.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow. You sound very theological. You sound very doctorate. If you know these six words, you know the corner of the Bible. You know the heart of the Bible. You know the the main thing of the Bible. Today, John chapter 1, the book of John is like this. Okay, brothers. It's like this. The first book of the Bible is what?
Genesis.
First book of the Bible is what?
Genesis.
Genesis. The last book of the Bible is what?
Revelation.
Okay, so Genesis and Revelation. Genesis is very important. Why? Because it tells Satan hates especially those two books, Genesis and Revelation. Satan. You know why? Because Genesis reveals who Satan is. He came as a serpent and he lied, right? He cheated. He deceived, right?
Yeah.
So Genesis, book of Genesis chapter 3 tells us who Satan is. So he doesn't lie because it reveals his identity, his reputation. That's why Satan doesn't lie. So Satan will do everything for Christians not to read the book of Genesis. So if Satan hates it, we need to love it more. And we need to read it more. Amen? And Revelation, he doesn't like it. Why? Because it tells us the end of his life. The end of his life. So he doesn't like it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Genesis and Revelation, there's a bridge. Genesis and Revelation, there's a bridge. We call it Book of John. So John is very important. Because it's a bridge. Disciple John, He was mending the net. He was mending the net. So Book of John is actually mending. Mend is the work of the ministry of the mending. Okay? So here, chapter 1, a Book of John, the theme of the Book of John is life and building. We already talked about that, right? Life and building. Okay? So we're gonna talk about okay. Six signs. Chapter 1 talks about six signs of Christ. Okay. Let me just briefly mention about this. Christ and church. Let me back it up a little bit. Christ in the church, life and building, and the spirit and body, those six words, right? And under that outline, you may want to write it down, because throughout the Bible, it's all talking about Christ and church. For example, Adam signifies Christ. Eve signifies church, because Eve came out from Adam. Church came out from Christ. What came out from Christ is a church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Bible said God created Adam, but God built Eve. God didn't use the word created for Eve, because church will be built up, not created. Church will be built up by Christ. Okay? And Moses is a type of Christ. Israelite is a type of church. Solomon is a type of Christ. And Shulamite is a type of church. Boaz is a type of Christ. And Ruth, Moabite, the Gentile, is a type of church. You see? Throughout the Bible, it's all talking about Christ and church. The book of Genesis, we read today, book of Genesis, there is the tree of life, and the river of life flows, right? Look at this now. There's a tree of life and river of life flows, and there's the three precious stones, right? What are those stones? Do you remember? Gold, beryllium, and onyx, right? This picture, brother, listen, it's very fascinating. This picture, tree of life, Genesis chapter 2, tree of life, and the river flows, and under the river, there's the three precious stones, right? This picture repeats same thing in the Revelation chapter 21 and 22. In the New Jerusalem, there's a tree of life, and the river flows, and this New Jerusalem is made out of precious stones. So we see tree of life is Jesus Christ, and the river flow, that's the Holy Spirit. So the more Holy Spirit flow, the more river flow, the more life flow, there will be gold, right? Precious stones. We are called to be jasper. One of the names for the precious stone is jasper. And jasper is the wall of the New Jerusalem, meaning that jasper express of the New Jerusalem. So we are the expression of the New Jerusalem. We are the corporate expression of our Christ. So praise the Lord. Now we have many difficulties and trials in our life. But guess what? God is using those trials to mold us, to make us, to become the precious stone, gold and diamond. Praise God. No matter how difficult your life is, praise the Lord, you are becoming jasper.
Amen.
Talk to somebody. You are becoming jasper.
You are becoming jasper.
Not warm, but hot. Hot and a little bit of cold.
Praise the Lord. Okay, let's go to the six signs now. Quickly, we're going to go to six signs. All right? Now you have the big picture of book of John and now chapter 1 today. Six signs of who Christ is. Because the whole Bible is talking about Christ in the church. Let's talk about Christ today. Are you ready, church?
Amen.
Are you excited to learn about the Christ?
No.
Okay, Christ is, there are six signs, right? Can you remember those six signs? Okay, word. The word, the tabernacle, the lamb, the dove, the stone, the house of God. All right. Can somebody recite this? Stand up, keeper. Stand up and recite loud. Come on. Somebody do that. You become what you say, so speak it. Yeah, go ahead.
The word, the tabernacle, the lamp, the door, the stone, and the house of God.
Amen. One of our sisters, come on. One of our sisters. Okay. Really, you ready? Go ahead. Huh? Janice.
The word, the tabernacle, the lamb, the dog, the stone, and the house of God.
Amen. Did you notice? Did you notice the progressive here? Progressive. This six signs, the word, the tabernacle, right? The lamb, the door, and the stone, and the house of God. This is progressive. Did you see it? Do you see or no? Not see. Steve, do you see it?
No.
Okay. But did you see it now? Do you see it now? Okay. All right. Listen. In the Bible, there is no mistake. There is no coincidence. Everything is outlined. Everything is written for a purpose. Even the order has been written with a specific purpose. Amen. Okay. Now, I'm gonna recite, and you try to ask God for revelation. Now, okay. Amen. Oh, in Jesus Christ's name, I release the spirit of revelation and wisdom.
Amen.
Amen. If I can understand, you can understand. There's no difference between me and you. Amen. You have the same spirit, the spirit that I do. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Pastor does not have a different spirit. I'll tell you something. Pastors do not have the different spirit. We have the same spirit. Amen.
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 Okay, listen. In John chapter 1 verse 1, in the beginning there was the word. This is eternal word, right? Eternal word, written word, spoken word, now living word, right? This word became verse 14, this word became flesh, meaning incarnation, right? Therefore, the word, the tabernacle. Tabernacle means dwelling of God.
Yeah.
Tabernacle means dwelling of God. Entire story of Old Testament is talking about tabernacle. The Old Testament story, it goes tabernacle story.
Yeah.
It begins with the tabernacle and ends with the tabernacle because of New Jerusalem. The entire Bible talks about the tabernacle of God.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ is the tabernacle.
Amen.
And he came in the flesh so that we can enter into God. God became man so man can become God. Oh, what a mystery. What a mystery. Okay, so listen. The word.
This is exciting. Yeah.
The word, right? Became flesh. So the word, the word became tabernacle. The tabernacle became the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God means he died on the cross. For our sin, singular, our person, and sins, plural, of our deeds. So he crucified our self, our old self, on the cross, and he washed our sins by his blood. That's the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
When you look at the Revelation chapter, let me check, chapter 4, yeah. Revelation chapter 4, you see this, okay? The Lamb of God is located, positioned in the center of the throne of God. Did you know that? Okay, listen. God served us in the past. God served us by the cross. Present time, God is serving us by the Spirit that is in us. And God will serve us in the future by the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's why we say God is good and God is all good all the time. So the Lamb of God means he is our sacrifice. He's our burnt offering. He's our grain offering. He's our sin offering. He's our guilt offering. He's the offering that we need when we come to Jesus Christ, when we come to God to worship. The word, okay, you're going to look at this now. The word, incarnated word, which is tabernacle, right? And incarnated word, and then the lamb. The lamb. Sacrificial, right? The lamb. And then the lamb became what? The dove, meaning the spirit. Because Jesus Christ died on the cross and he rose again, he became a life-giving spirit. Where is that? Where is that? 1 Corinthians 15:45. The first Adam, right? He's talking about Adam. The second Adam became a life-giving spirit. So Jesus Christ, he was the Word, he was the eternal Word, but then he came in the flesh, that's tabernacle, and then he died on the cross, that's the lamb, and then he became a life-giving spirit, that's the dove. That's why we call him the dove lamb. Lord Jesus. That's what we call him, pneumatic Christ. Everybody say, pneumatic Christ. The word pneumatic means spirit. Jesus Christ is now spirit. Oh, you need to understand this. Oh, your eyes need to be opened widely. The fact that Jesus Christ became the spirit. Jesus Christ is a spirit. Hallelujah. So if you, when you read Revelation chapter 22, it says, the spirit and the bride spoke together and had it, and they were speaking together because they are one. You see, the spirit, which is the Christ, and the bride, which is us, we have become one with Christ in our spirit. And when he comes back, it will become reality.
Amen.
We are going to be one with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And there is no worry, there is no anxiety, no disease, no sin, no sickness, no Satan or no world whatsoever. It's perfect and completed. One with our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, now, so everybody say,
the word
became flesh. What do you call it? The tabernacle. And he died on the cross. What do you call it? The lamb. And then he became a life-giving spirit. The dove. You see that, right? When you understand this, and when you receive the dispensation of the Spirit, you know what? The result is the storm. When you receive this dispensation of the Spirit in you through the Word, you become the stone. Does this make sense? So the stone and the house of God is a result of all this. But I want to point out very important stuff here. Tell somebody, you are the stone. Okay. Peter, before, his name was not Peter. His name was what? Cephas, right? Simon, I'm sorry. His name was Simon. Do you understand? Simon. But then Jesus said, your name shall be called Cephas. Means Peter. Means stone. So Peter, Simon became Peter, stone. Do you understand? So, and Jesus says, upon this rock, stone, I will build my church.
Amen.
All right, listen. Now you have to understand this. I will try my best to explain it, but you need to be awake, okay? Are you awake, my friend?
Yeah. Yeah.
Brothers, are you awake?
Yeah.
Let me see your eyes. Your eyes are awake? Sleepy. Right? Magdalene, are you awake? You cooked too much yesterday for Pakistan friends, and you're sleepy now. I see everybody here. When I see your eyes, I can see it. All right, brothers, are you awake? Let me explain it. Lord Jesus. Okay, look at this now. The stone is talking about Christ. The stone is Christ. Bible says Jesus Christ is the foundation stone. When you picture a house, Jesus Christ is the foundation stone, And Jesus Christ is the cornerstone which connects all other stones. And Jesus Christ is the capstone. Jesus Christ is foundation stone. He's the cornerstone. He's the capstone. So when you talk about house of God, which is the last item, when you talk about house of God, it has to be built upon Christ. And it has to be connected with Christ because he's the cornerstone. And it has to be lined up to Christ because he's the capstone. So it's all about Christ. Christ is the foundation stone. He's the cornerstone. He's the capstone. Without Christ, there is no house of God.
Amen.
So church is all about Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. So listen to this. Listen to this. So we need to be part of this house of God. We need to be part of the house of God as individual stone. We come together, we build the house of God. But the important point is, you need to be connected to this house of God. You need to be connected. You need to be on that stone of Christ. And nothing else. Purely on that stone of Christ. Hallelujah. Are you getting me? Okay? It should not be Presbyterian. That stone should not be Presbyterian. That stone should not be John Calvin. That stone should not be full gospel. That stone should not be non-denominational. That stone needs to be Christ and Him alone.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Are you getting this?
Yeah.
Are you getting this?
Yeah.
Look at this now. So many people are doing this. Okay. I need to build a house of God. So they build a little house. I need to explain this. Lord Jesus. Come here. Jibril. Please. My handsome brother here. Jibril. Just stand here. Very nice hairstyle. Okay. Let's say. I need to illustrate. So I'm just using him, alright? Try to understand. Let's say he's Jesus. And he's the founding stone, he's the cornerstone, he's the capstone, right? This is the house of God, you understand? But so many people are doing this. I am building a house of righteous, my own righteous, and my own holiness, my own love here. I'm building something for God, but I'm doing it not connected here. I'm doing it outside of Him, outside of Christ. Listen. When you are in Christ, you already have righteousness. You already have love. You already have holiness of God. Because Christ is righteous, Christ is holy, Christ is love, Christ is life, Christ is everything.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting this?
Yeah.
So, we don't have to build our own righteousness, build our own love, build our own holiness. No, just stick with Him. Just be in Christ. Because He is already founding stone, cornerstone, and top capstone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
There are three kinds of stones now, right? Scattering stone, piling stone, and building, built up stone, right? Remember, everybody say, scattered stone.
Piled
up stone. And
built up stone.
Which one are you?
Built up stone.
Okay, look. Let me define it now. Scattered stone, they don't meet. Today, we have many brothers missing, right? Okay. So scattered stone, they don't meet. Alright? How about second? Piling stone. Piling stone is what? Just come to church on Sunday and doing nothing. That's a piling stone. You're not building up. God is looking for third stone. build those stones.
Oh, amen.
Build together.
Amen.
Built up together. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, I know how hard your life is in Korea. You're working too hard. I know. But in that spite of hard and difficult life, we still need to meet together and to fellowship together, built up together. Because this is the reality. And others is a shadow. I pray God will give you wisdom and mercy that you will focus on the reality, not the shadow. Hallelujah. What I mean by is, this Sunday gathering is praise the Lord. We praise God for celebration and feast. But without small group meeting, there's no intimacy. It's a very shallow. Our relationship is with one another is very shallow. Listen. Something came to my mind right now. Revelation came to my mind. Your relationship with God, your relationship, the depth of your relationship with Jesus is equal to your intimate relationship with your brothers. Oh, wow. Amazing. Amazing. I said it again. This just came to my mind now. Because, look. Because you cannot possibly have deep relationship with God and yet have no relationship with brothers. That's impossible. That's impossible. Am I right? Am I right in my spirit? What do you think? Brother, confirm. Because this is not on the notes, not sermon notes. It just came to my mind, my spirit. Confirm it, brother. Do you understand?
Yeah.
It's like this. Another illustration. It's like this. I say I love God. I love Jesus, and yet I don't show love to my wife. Something wrong, isn't it? Something's wrong. If I love God, I'll love my wife, isn't it? If I love God, I'll love my brothers.
Amen.
If I love God, I will love the people in the world who are perishing. I will care for them. I'll be in mind of them going to hell. Right? Is this true? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you love Jesus, you will spend time with your brothers and sisters. I cannot overemphasize the importance of small group. Today is the second Sunday. And second Sunday is a day, I'm sure your small group leaders communicate with you. If not, then I'm communicating with you now. Today is the second Sunday. It's a Sunday where we have no snacks. Sorry for that. Why? There's a purpose for that. We want you to go out and have fun. Today is a sunshine day. After service, we're almost finished now. Get small group leaders, would you take your small group and go out? Go to bowling. There's a bowling place here. Bowling, play ball. Bowling, you know bowling? How many of you know bowling? Did you play bowling in Korea? You're too busy not to play bowling. So some of your small group, go take the bowling. Huh? If you don't have money, pray. Pray and talk to some of our members, huh? Our Korean members. You ask for help. Chip Sanim, give me some money for bowling. And perhaps you can tell them, please go with us. You don't have to tell them, give me money, I need it for bowling. You just say, let's go together. And you go there and play bowling. And they will pay. Or take them to cafe. There's a nice cafe, Paris Baguette, or Lotteria in Ansan Station. Go there, eat hamburger, and share what you have learned today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is called God's proper, this is called proper church life.
Amen.
We love the church life.
Amen.
Eating and drinking, breathing Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Church is not, church life is not just one time, 1 hour Sunday service. No.
Oh, no.
It's all about relationship.
Amen.
It's all about authentic relationship.
Amen.
Your authentic relationship with God will equal to your relationship with your brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I do not pray for 101,000 members of our church. No, I do not pray for that. But I do pray for authentic relationship at our church.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That we care for one another. That we pray for one another. That we journey together. Hallelujah. If my brother says he's hungry, you don't look like hungry. If my brother is hungry, then I will bring some fruits from my house to him. Amen. If my brother is without clothes, I'll buy clothes for him. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he's my brother, we are bought by the blood of Jesus. Because we are brother by the blood of Jesus, I will care for my brother. And this is a natural thing, isn't it? Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Yeah. So, today, after we finish, go somewhere, nice place. Have fun with your brothers and sisters. That's what love is all about. That's what church life is all about. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we have many members missing today. I received like 2-3 messages. Pastor Paul, I cannot come, blah, blah, I'm sick, blah, blah, blah. So if you know who is not here, you can show your love for God by caring for them. Today, huh? Or tomorrow, give them a call. Visit them. It's not pastor's job. No, it's our job and our responsibility to take care of one another. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, we pray for a house of God to be built up together in this place. Amen.
Amen.
Built up together, not alone. Praise God.
Amen.
Is there anybody, one or two brothers or sisters, out of all this, what we just ate and the sermon, if you want to prophesy, ending sharing, I will give you a chance. Just one or two brothers, and after that we'll finish before 4.
Don't be shy in sharing, my brothers and sisters. Shyness is our enemy. Shyness did not came from God.
Mm-hmm.
Remember? Adam and Eve, when they committed sin, they hide, shy. So be proud to share anything you learned today, anything you realize.
As Brother Paul shared to us, there's 3 kinds of stones. One is a scared one, and second is piled up stones, and third one is built up stones. There are so many Christians out there. I would say that there are many scared stones. There are stones, they regenerate stones, but they are not meeting together. They are not building up together. But what I pray is that we are not individual stones anymore.
Amen.
Because Jesus Christ bought us with his precious blood. Now, not only the piled up, I mean, every Sunday we are kind of piled up, but not, stop here. We got to build up.
Amen.
The house of God. Let's build up the house of God.
Amen.
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 Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I really, really thank God for today's message, Brother Pastor Paul said. It's concerning about the stone and the house of God.
Amen.
The stone and the house of God in my life, I really, really thank God, because the stone, I always pray to God every day. God, I don't want to be as a piling or a scattering stone, like you said about the piling stone. being a Sunday worshiper, being just in the presence of God, I say, God, please make me to build, to be a building stone.
Amen.
The one that we build in your house, let the house, the church of God,
Amen.
Move on. So what I'm trying to say, God, please, I want God to help us, all of us in the church, to be a member, to be building stones.
Amen.
And we don't want to be as ordinary piling and being scattering.
That's
if
right.
your brother or your sister being scattered or not being found in the church, you can also go out to his house, his place, anywhere he is, try to bring him.
Amen.
Try to connect him. Tell him to come. Let's build the house of God.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
What I got from what Pastor Paul has just said, talking about the house of God,
Amen.
Which is Christ. Christ came down, as the word said, the word became man and dwells among us.
Amen.
And he becomes the cornerstone.
Amen.
And the cornerstone is the building.
Amen.
And he said that the foundation has been laid,
Amen.
And no other building will be
built
except on the foundation that's already been laid.
Hallelujah.
So we all have to continue building on that. And you know that we have to tap from the source of life, which is Christ himself. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
As we heard about the message, for me, like I think everyone have got what the Bible is all about.
Amen.
That we can describe very precise way, that like we can summarize the Bible in six words. That is Christ as the church, life and buildings, and spirit and body.
Amen.
And in the book of John chapter 1, it talks about the man's six signs. We can see the man's six signs. So the first sign is the Word. And that is the incarnated Word, that God became man, which is he became flesh. Why God became man? Because in order to make man like what God. God became man because he wants us to be like him.
Amen.
Instead of like exchange.
Amen.
Life.
Amen.
God
yes.
with us.
Amen.
And the second thing is the tabernacle, the second sign. God came to us. In the Old Testament, everybody cannot go freely and meet God.
Yes.
There were like only a priest in the year that he goes and enter in the tabernacle. And on behalf of every people, he used to intercede. But in the New Testament, we see that God, after he came through the Word, he became flesh, and he lived among us.
Amen. Yeah.
Which means now, because of Jesus, we can freely enter into him.
Yeah.
And the third sign is the Lamb. And the Lamb is, we know that Christ is our offering.
Amen.
Yeah, he's our burnt offering, sin offering, you know, every offering. But if we really want to worship God, we want to see God, we always have to bring Jesus.
Amen.
Before God.
Bring Jesus.
Yeah, bring
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah. Because he died on the cross for our, not only for ourselves, but even for our deeds.
Amen.
Wow, that's wonderful, amazing.
Amen.
And the fourth thing is the dove. After the death of Christ, he became the life-giving spirit.
Amen.
So whoever experienced Jesus as a personal Savior and Lord, we are with one in the Spirit.
Amen.
And that's what it's all about, pneumatic Christ.
Amen.
The new Spirit.
Amen.
And the fifth is the stone. When we experience Christ, our character changes. And it automatically becomes a stone.
Amen.
And which, as we heard about, there's a different kind of stone, as our sister Richard said, shared about that. And the last thing is, the last sign is the house of God.
Amen.
The purpose of stone is to build the house.
Amen.
Amen.
So we know that, like, we should not be the piling up stone or scattered stone, but if we be the building stone,
yes.
we can dwell. We can build a house of God, which will dwell forever.
Hallelujah!
Jerusalem!
Amen!
Amen!
Hallelujah!
Amen!
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 just a quick announcement. Thank you for sharing, brothers. 4 o'clock. We will release you for that time with your small groups. Raise your hand if you do not know which small group you belong to. Is there anybody here? Huh? Our visitor today. Would you stand and your name?
Yeah, I'm Prince.
Huh?
I'm Prince Sapo from Ghana.
Ghana. Prince from Ghana. Welcome, brother. Amen. You belong to this group. Amen. You remember him, huh? Now the name and the face match.
Okay, Prince of Peace.
Prince.
No. He says
it's not. Brother Richard, would you place him now? Before we end, place him, which group to go?